Blog Talk Radio.
Reality show, Manic Monday. Ready to watch after the show tonight?
What are you going to be ready to watch after the show tonight?
Oh, come on. You know what I'm going to watch after the show tonight.
You're going to watch the footage of the Vegas Bash?
No. Try again.
Monday Night Football!
Woo! I'm about ready to get going. That's right, the Bears. That's right. The Chicago Bears play tonight. So it's kind of like an after party for Vegas, but it's kind of like a pre-party for the Bears. And I do want to say, what happened to your Patriots? They almost lost to the Bills.
Yeah, but that's not what you put on it. You don't put almost lost. And you guys are 0-2. So who are you guys to talk? We're 2-1.
No, we're 2-0. We're 2-0.
Yeah, you wish.
No, we beat the Lions and we beat the Cowboys. Now we're going to beat the Chiefs.
Wow, those are really tough teams to beat. Whoa.
The Cowboys. Oh, come on. Don't tell me.
Those tough, hard Cowboys and those tough Lions. Yeah.
The Cowboys are good. But no,
they're not. How are they good? They're not good.
They won yesterday.
Doesn't mean that anything.
Yeah, it does.
Anyway,
I was complimenting the Patriots are, looking good.
That doesn't sound like comment. That sounds like jealousy. You've been jealous all week long, haven't you? You're jealous of me in the unitard. You've been jealous of me in the unitard, and you just haven't got over it.
I'm not jealous about anything.
Yeah,
I know
jealous.
You're better.
If everybody out there in the chat room can give me a hell yeah, give me a hell yeah on that.
I don't know what I'm jealous about.
I don't know either, but you've been talking a lot of junk lately.
Junk. No,
junk,
I think
junk,
people
junk.
Just are telling you junk. I know.
No, I read it on Twitter. Yeah, when you put things on Twitter, the whole world knows it.
Wait. If do you believe everything you hear on Twitter?
No, I didn't hear it. I saw it under your name.
What did I say? Oh, are you talking about the Kathy one? Kathy one.
Yes.
Funny one. Okay, well, that's cool. I was just saying, don't forget
jealous
me.
People.
But you know what? I do want to talk.
He's jealous of my booty.
I do want to bring, before we talk, I do want to bring up one thing.
Yeah.
It was an honor to meet you. And, normally when we do these shows, I am the person having to listen and say, oh, man, I wish I was there. God, why wasn't I there? It was so great being there this time. And I even have stories I don't think you know about, and that's kind of cool. I mean, it's kind of cool. I know some stories, that are in my back of my head waiting to be told. So, and we're going to have people calling in today. We've invited people. I know we both have invited some people to pop in, and I'm kind of watching for area codes that I know kind of, people from that area. And I'm gonna if I don't pick you up, Mandy was talking about before the show. We were kind of saying, the one thing I want is we want to maybe have people that when we're at Vegas to call in. So if I don't pick you up right away, we ain't gonna talk Big Brother. We do need to talk Big Brother. We haven't really talked it. I think we both are on the thing that they both, we both believe that, Hayden deserved. Did you think Hayden deserved to win?
I thought at the end with the people that were left that he did a very good job, yes.
Yeah, I mean, and both were great people and everything on the bottom
yes,
line.
Yeah, definitely,
of the whole...
he definitely deserved it, and he did a great job, for sure.
So, okay, let's bring up, I know the first person was in Vegas, and I know he's probably sitting back there, and I have lots of stuff to talk about, and I know we want to talk about, one thing I want to talk about is an incident. I'm hoping this one lady will call in to talk about it, too. I want to talk about the incident that happened outside of the Blue Martini. I do want to talk about somebody getting throw up on. Actually, two people got throw up on. You got thrown up on, and we know this, most of us know that story already.
Yeah.
But there was a second person that got thrown up on too.
At
I don't
Vegas?
Think people knew about. It. Yeah. At Vegas. On the way out of the Blue Martini.
No, I did not know about this.
I do want to talk about a wedding that almost happened, a double wedding that almost happened.
Yes, I know about that.
And everything. And I've shared that in Skype sessions, but people that are listening here for the first time maybe haven't heard about the double wedding. And John,
almost double wedding. We don't want people out there to be starting rumors. The almost double wedding. Make sure we say almost.
Yeah, almost double wedding. And I thought we were going to happen. I really did thought it was going to happen.
I was ready to stand by on the side. You know what I'm saying?
As a
witness.
If she said yes, if the one said yes, we would have took it into the probably the live feeds.
The drive-in wedding chapel.
Yeah. So we'll tell more about that. Okay, so John, I did pick you up.
Nancy,
I'm working on it. I'm hoping the people that told me they were going to call in, and we'll talk about the stories when they happen.
I want to make one thing clear. Just because you meet Michelle doesn't mean you get to have the rights to the stalker-ish thing. That's fine.
Oh, I'm not stalking
her. Fight.
I do want to say, John, it was a pleasure meeting you.
Likewise.
And it was great.
Isn't John awesome?
Yeah, John was too. I thought John was. And it's funny. I said that a lot. Everyone that I met was who I pictured them to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that was the cool part about the whole incident. I knew you guys. Like when I saw you the first time, Michelle, in the hallway, I'm like, I knew you. I mean, it's.
How
it
did
was
you
like,
not know
you
me?
I know, but my point is that it was like.
It was love at first sight. I know.
Yeah. The feeling of family throughout the whole weekend was there. Even Mr. No Pants, who's in the chat room, when he said who he was. I was
pissed because
dropped.
He had pants on. I was pissed. I was like, wait a minute. I'm not talking to you until you have no pants on. Okay, seriously.
And
I think I made a point to tell him many times. I actually told him I think I was going to remove his pants for him.
Hey, John, do you
That's
have a
story.
Story to tell?
What's that?
Do you have a story to I want you to tell a juicy story. I mean, I have juicy stories. We all have juicy stories.
I have one, but it's kind of a humorous thing, and I hope he doesn't hold it against me for telling it, but I thought it was so hysterical.
Okay, I've been told this. Okay, this is just what I'm told, and Michelle, you answer this question. If it was out in the open, it's okay to tell.
Hey,
but if
it's okay
it
to
was
tell
behind
if,
a closed,
if it was out in the open. Yeah.
If it was out in the open, it's okay to tell. But if it was behind a closed door, but if it was behind a closed door and they told you not to tell, you shouldn't tell it. That's what I've been told.
Okay.
But if it's been able to be seen, other people could see it, it's good to tell. So they shouldn't be mad at you.
Well, they saw, everyone saw it because it was on the live feed. They just didn't hear what I heard.
Ooh, tell us, John.
So when Kevin and Shima were interviewing Lane in the room, the back room,
yes.
I was
yes.
in the back room while they were interviewing him, talking to Artie.
You mean on Pop TV?
Pop Talk Web Show? When they were doing that interview, I was
pod.
In the room.
Make sure you clarify.
That.
I'm saying Pod Talk. Never mind.
Pop,
I won't go there.
Okay,
I know. But I'm saying Pot.
You're
anyway.
The one cut her offer today, Ron.
Sorry. Go
anyway,
on.
Lane's aunt was standing next to me, and then his sister was over off in the other side of the room. But his aunt was standing next to me, and so Kevin went into the fact of whether Lane was really stupid or not, or was it just an act, and they wanted confirmation from Lane. And Lane said, I'm really smart, to which his aunt said, leans over to me and says, that's because he's really stupid. So,
ooh.
Wait. So then Kevin goes to his sister and says, well, is he smart? And his sister says, yes, he is very smart. And then his aunt leans back over to me and says, that's because she's really stupid.
That's funny. That's funny.
Well, very cute. But that's the juiciest thing. Other than, is No Pants in the chat room?
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, other than everyone being floored, including Cowboy, when we met No Pants on the first night there. So... that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I think he gets the most
he gets the
most shocking
award for the weekend. That's for sure.
Yeah, definitely, and everything. I think everyone expected him to be like this. Somebody told me they expected him to be this old man, you know, with no pants on.
He's a great guy, though. Really nice guy.
Yeah, he was. He was one of my, like I said, I was just, hey, let's bring some other people up. And John, you can stay. I'm going to try to keep at least 5 people up at a time. I'm going to bring them slowly up, and then we'll just emerge as the show goes on. 316, your name and where you're calling from, and were you at the Vegas Bash?
No, are you talking to me, Ron?
Yes, this is Kansas.
It's
Kansas,
we're talking
strictly.
I didn't think you were going to pick me up.
I wanted to make sure you weren't a guest that was calling in. I'm probably going to go ahead and you want to say hey to Michelle real quick.
Oh,
and we'll
sure
move
do.
On.
Can I just
hey,
tell
Kansas.
You how sorry I am that stinking, vile, disgusting Johnny Fairplay puked on you of all people? I'm so not surprised it was him.
And out of all people, I'm so not surprised I got puked on. It's always got to be me, right?
No, not you. It's, no, him. It's such a vile person. Him and Natalie, honestly, perfect couple. But let me...
Kansas, I do have to ask
Ron,
one question.
Can I just say one thing to you, Ron? I hope you're okay, darling, because it scared me. I don't know if you had a heart attack or something. I hope you talk about what happened. You know, in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. I'm planning, towards the end.
It out of me when I heard about that.
Yeah, I'll talk about that. And I'm going to actually talk more serious. I was going to start with the light stuff, and then as the night goes on, I will address some stuff.
I just want you to know I'm praying for you. I want you to know that.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, it was just everything that happened that – I'll tell the story, what happened, and I'm going to talk and say thank you to some people.
Okay, but I love you, Michelle.
But, hey, I do want to ask one question.
I love you, Kansas.
Kansas.
You look beautiful, girlfriend. You looked awesome. I want to tell
you
that.
I had to ask a question. And I've been trying to avoid this subject, but I'm going to have to ask you, have you seen Monday's, or have you seen Sunday's unitard?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so, did I not rock the unitard?
I'm still wearing that. I give you a lot of credit.
Okay, I just wanted
I
to hear
it. I still sat in it, didn't I, Kansas?
You're sexy as hell, come on.
Damn, girl, thank you.
Yeah, Michelle, you know what, Michelle, if it wasn't for you being out there, I wouldn't have been able to do it. I did it because...
I was so proud of you. I was like, you go, Ron. You worked out unitard, I'll tell you.
You know what, Michelle?
And those playing card undies, too.
Yeah, that was set up that way, though. Because I knew people who told me not to wear none, and I'm like, yeah, right. And then I'm like... I brought whiteies, you know, tighties, whiteies, and everything, and I'm like, I don't think those would be beneficial. So I put the playing card ones on. I'm like, that was the best thing for me.
It was perfect for Vegas. Come on.
Oh, man. But you know what? I was happy to do it, and I was able to do it. The only problem I had was that we had to wait so long to play our round.
Yeah.
And then it got to a point where it was getting hideous, and then and then I wanted to get out of it the second round, but we went right into the second round.
Yeah,
so
we didn't have time.
So I couldn't get out of it fast enough. We didn't have enough time. Plus, we had a group, and I was going to wait to talk about this, but we had a group going the first round, and then Ron just lost the group. And I know you kept saying, come on, Ron. I just could not. I kept on rim-shotting. I felt like everything was sitting in the rim for me.
Yeah. I don't know what happened, Ron, but you lost it in the second round. But guess what? It doesn't matter because, in actuality, all the money that was raised and all that fun we had still went to a good cause for charity, and that's the most important part.
Right, and that's the only reason I did it, and that's the only reason I kept with it. If it wasn't for charity, I would have said, okay, let me just back off and
I won the number one shit talker award.
Yeah, but you know what? You won it, but I think I did more shit talking that first round. I don't think so. No, I mean,
I heard there was a big vote, and everybody voted, which I didn't even know that they were voting, like people randomly in there. And,
yeah, but you kept on telling me to shut up. You don't talk too much. You kept on telling me.
Well, Ron, because you were getting distracted. You were shit-talking to the people on the table. You were busy taking pictures, and you were talking to, like, random people. When you needed to have done shit-talking on the table, you were busy gallivanting.
Michelle, you're the one that got up on the bar.
I did get up in the bar. All I heard was, girl in the red spandex, get on the bar. And I'm looking for another girl in the red spandex. I'm like, oh, God, where is that other girl in the red spandex? We got to get her up there. And then I realized, wait a minute, I'm the only one in a red spandex outfit.
Okay.
And
so
then
I had to
work it on the stage. See how he's jealous? See how he just, he's like, all right, enough talk about that.
No. People are dropping off, and I don't want them to get upset. So I was going to bring them up to ask them what they thought about. And, Patrick, you were there at the Hogs and Heifer. Did you think she was working it up there?
Yeah, she worked the bar very well.
I've done that once, maybe twice in my life.
I'm sure you have quite a few more experiences than once or twice.
and Michelle, you worked it in the Blue Martini too, and I had an eye view of that one.
Oh, that's right.
Too.
I got on top of
the table.
Lounge area. Yeah, I remember that somewhat.
Do you remember it?
I do remember it, and I saw pictures. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you just got up and started dancing. I think you were the only one, and I remember April was, I can't remember who was all there, but I was standing there. And she just started to get groove on everything. But
I got up there.
Patrick,
with
what did you do?
Yes.
Yeah, did you?
Yes.
I kind of remember that.
Hi, Patrick.
Patrick,
hello, Patrick.
Hi, everyone. Hey, John.
Hi, Patrick.
So what did you think about the Vegas Bash, what you could have seen of it?
It was really fun. It was great meeting Michelle. It was great meeting John and you, Ron. And it was fun meeting Mandy and talking shit about people. And it was just a lot of fun. I, like, loved meeting Rachel and Shima, obviously. And I think that anyone who got the chance to meet Rachel, if they didn't like her on the show, their opinions changed on her.
I even
think that Rachel would have changed Candace's opinion on her. Because one night, like, Rachel and Brendan just came to, like, a little a hotel gathering type of thing. And there was one woman in there who said that she hated Rachel on the show. But by the time Rachel and Brendan left, she, like, loved Rachel. And it really displayed a different side of her. And I really think a lot more people are going to, like her more now that the show is over with.
I liked her in the beginning of the show, and the showman's kind of got my opinion to switch off of her because of the showman's kind of, like, overplayed. And the funny part, in my talk with her, I think she kind of realized many people left her because of the showman's. But you are so right. She was a sweetie. I'm sitting there that, I mean, I had other opportunities to talk with both of them, but I had actually the best time was during the Blue Martini when she came and sat next to me, and we talked, I think, about 10, 15 minutes if she was there, and she was waiting to be interviewed by James Ryan and those guys, and we sat there and talked, and we talked about, you know, just random stuff, and she really was, you know, and I didn't get to go to the room when she was at, but Rachel was one of the few that definitely, actually, all the Big B12s that were there, but one, and if somebody wants to mention it, I'll let them mention it. I've been told, and what I've seen has been perfectly great.
Who
do you think?
Okay, well, I know Ron and I are going to disagree with this, because I think he's talking about Monet. Well, I actually loved Monet, but the person who I got a really bad vibe from was Bitchney.
With who?
Brittany.
Oh, I didn't get to meet her, so I didn't get a chance to talk
well,
to her.
Well,
her
Brittany.
New nickname now is Bitchney.
But she got, you got to give her the, you know, Patrick, even you, who I think is a showstopper person type person, you got to give her props for even showing up after her house has been burned down to even come to the meet and greets. You know what I mean? So you got to give her a little props for that.
Well, no, Ron, here's my thing on that. If people, meaning fans, are paying thousands of dollars, of which I did, to go out there to see you, and you go to a meet and greet for people to meet you, you need to put on that face to everybody who is there and not pick
Agreed.
And choose. Because people paid money to be in that room. Albeit, after a while, it got to the point where there were just hundreds of people up on that floor where, you know, that went away. But people pay money to go see you. You need to put on a face whether you like them or not. That's what you signed up for. So that's just my thing on it.
I totally agree with you, John.
Hey, Michelle, I know you just like me, just like me, and I can understand that, but I'm kidding.
Maybe I just saw a dip, I was one of the few she was nice to, maybe? Is that why, is that what you're kind of saying, John? Is that she was nice to some people, but not to everyone?
I didn't have a problem with Monet, and I didn't have a problem with, I didn't have a problem with anybody, really. But
yeah, me
I,
either.
I did notice that some people had different reactions to different people, and it was also talked about throughout the casino and the event that some people were put off by this person or that person, and not necessarily BB12, but it's just like, you know, honestly, people pay to come here. If you don't want to put on the face, don't show up. Period.
Exactly.
Okay. I got two things I want to do. And Michelle, are you in the chat room?
I am, but my chat keeps getting refreshed, like, on its own. So
okay.
I'm not really with what's going on right now on it.
That's where I'm, there's a lot of people in the chat room. So here's the deal. If you have a question that you want to ask about the Vegas Bash, that you've heard something and you want to get clarified, and the people that are up here right now, you can feel free to do that for me. Go ahead and instant message me those questions, and I will try my best to get to them.
Well, one question
so many
was there who was at Hogs and Heifers from BB12? And
depends of them, Annie was on that prison bus, ready to go with James Ryan. Two Hogs
yes.
and Heifers.
She was there, actually. She did get there.
On that bus with everyone else for at least a half hour before they got off because it got so damn hot on the bus.
Oh, yeah.
So she was, Annie was on the bus ready to go to Hogs and Heifers. So I just want to, in defense, because I keep hearing that nobody from BB12 went, and she was on her way to go, but bus didn't go anywhere. That bus was
that bus was
yeah, let's address the bus and also address the Annie. Annie did show up to Hogs and Heifers, but left a little early. I think they ate. Her and James, I know Hana quite a bit. Like I said, please instant message me. Unless somebody catches it, it's going to be hard for us to see the questions. But she did, and I am going to address the chest bump with Annie, too. Let me do this. Patrick, you're still around. Let me keep you up for a little bit. I'm trying to get people up that haven't hit. Let me go to 407. 407, you're on the Rad Reality Show.
Hey, everybody.
What's your name and who are you and were you at Vegas?
My name is Metal Fan, and yes, I was at Vegas.
Okay.
I
just want to make sure. First of all, how are you feeling?
I feel like death. I feel so bad, but I appreciate all the concerns from everybody. It makes me feel really good.
You got the Vegas virus, didn't you, Metal Fan?
I got a serious case of the flu, and I got a serious case of food poisoning.
Oh, no.
So I spent about 4.5 days in the hospital.
Ugh.
Oh, my goodness. I'm just glad
yeah.
to hear that. Sounds like you're doing okay, but I'm glad to hear that, you know, you're not in the hospital anymore and you're doing better.
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit better. They let me go because I stopped vomiting, basically, so I wasn't I wasn't in danger of being dehydrated. So they could take me off IVs and stuff, but...
Jeez.
Yeah, I'm good to be home. It's good to be home.
It's great meeting you, Ian.
Oh, it was
yeah.
great meeting everybody. That's what I wanted to say. It was so much fun to meet everybody, and it was an experience that I never would have imagined, and just, you know, thrilled to meet everybody.
And
Matt, let me say this.
Me in Harlan.
Ryan, and definitely Ryan, I had to give you props for helping me out in a pitch when my phone died on me, my battery died. He relieved me with a secondary phone when no one else was able to do it, and I do have to say thank you for that. That really was, you know, awesome because we were in the midst, and Michelle was still to come. Up on the red carpet. That red carpet took forever, and some of you guys might didn't realize this. My phone died halfway through the red carpet, and so I had to. And Ryan was there, and he gave me a pitch. I do want to address something, and it's getting crazy in the chat room, and I'm trying to figure out if anybody if you saw this incident. I know I saw the incident. Ryan, you were not outside of the Blue Martini Saturday night, were you?
Oh, outside the Blue Martini?
I think Ryan
yes,
and I
left. Afterwards, you didn't come outside when Annie was out there with Hayden, right? Let me just ask that. Okay, so you did not see what went on. John, I know you weren't around, I don't think.
Oh, I left. I left.
You
I
had
left.
Left.
Oh, boy.
And I was not there either.
Okay, Zach,
yeah,
you
I
were, but Zach was in outer space. But he might...
Out?
Yeah, that was when I go to Zach, are you watching this happen? Okay.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. This is what... Speak up a little bit, Zach. I can't hear you.
I said I was too busy with Holly. I missed half of it until you notified me.
Yeah, okay. So they're talking about it in the chat room, so I want to address it. And I'm hoping Annie... I did invite Annie to call in to address it too, kind of. And we still might get her, her side of the story. But here's what I saw happen. And I'm just going to say my point and what I saw. I was sitting there. I had sat down. We were waiting for the limo to come back to pick up a few of us. And a few of them were going to go to... they were going somewhere that night. That's minor details. To another bar. And Annie and Paul Ryan, or James Ryan was out there. And a few other, you know, cast house guests. April Lewis. Danny was out there, I remember, and, you know, we had just been drinking in the Blue Martini, so we were standing outside waiting for a taxi, and all I can remember is Hayden's friend comes out with Hayden, and they started, Hayden's friend got into Annie in a yelling match with Annie over some reason, and then it was kind of like... A chest bump happened with Annie, and then it was like, you know, like James and those guys took Annie away from, you know, there and kind of got her into her cab, and those guys took him and took him off. But it was pretty brutal.
So
a guy chest bumped
Annie?
No, some guy that was with Hayden.
Okay.
The guy
did you hear any kind of words exchanged? Did you hear what they were saying?
No. See, that's where we did not hear no words that went on. But I just know he got into the line, and I did hear Danny say, "Let it go. Don't, you know, don't do it, Annie. It's not worth it." You know. But it was kind of.
Ron?
Hello?
Did Ron disappear?
I think somebody chest bumped Ron.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
Well, I'm sad I didn't see any of that.
I know. I didn't see or hear any of that situation. So I would love to hear Annie's side to see what was said to her because I don't know what would be said to Annie through Hayden's friends that would, like, get them to the point where they started chest bumping. That's a little strange.
I don't know why anything would have happened. I didn't see anything.
Maybe it was
really
because it was an open bar situation.
I had one and a half martinis the whole night at the Blue Martini, and I was just, like, holding on to the bench and not wanting to fall over.
I had three Sprites, so.
You were wasted then, weren't you, with those three Sprites?
Oh, yeah.
those martinis were pretty strong. Okay.
Well, it would have probably been appropriate to have a martini, but I didn't have a martini when I was there. Unfortunately, I was drinking shots and rum, and God only knows what I drank, and I drank a lot.
I said to Harlan, I looked over at Harlan, I said, I think I'm getting wasted. And he said to me, everybody in this place is fucking wasted.
Everybody was wasted.
Yeah.
I know I've seen a lot of people in the chat room, and Mandy Me, she was definitely drunk. I see that she stated that. And it was just one big drunken mess in there.
Yes, it was.
It really
back.
Was.
I'm sorry.
Someone said that the whole thing's... Someone said the thing was because Hayden's friends were trashing Kristen. That's what they're saying in chat.
Okay.
That's what I heard on Sunday in Vegas, too, that Annie actually said something to them, like, wow, stop being immature, you guys. And then they said something back to Annie, and then they got into it.
Okay, because Annie and Kristen are, like, really close, so I knew it couldn't have been anything like that. I think they even roomed together in Vegas and stuff like that, so that doesn't... Well,
I'm wondering what they said about Kristen that that Annie and Hayden's friends had discussion. I'm wondering why Hayden's friends would say something bad about Kristen. Kristen never did anything bad to Hayden. So,
like I said, I didn't see or hear the conversation. Now, Hayden and Annie was on the feeds together too. So I don't know if they said something there too. There was and everything. The key thing that I noticed was, and the thing that I was really proud of was how the past house guests kind of took her out of the situation. You know what I mean? And I was really proud of Danny and James, and I think April was the third one that was out there. They got her out of the situation and got her away from the thing, and I was really proud that they did what they did. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, Ron, can you pick up 401?
Yeah, I was about ready to after we did the story about and everything, and I'm going to probably have to, the line is so packed right now.
And if you see 630, can you also pick that up?
Yeah, that's I know who that one is.
Okay.
And I see Louie.
Some of these
there.
People might have juicy details about more of what the situation was.
Yeah, so here's the deal. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to mute some of these people that are up on the line. John, I'm going to go ahead and mute you. And if you're in the chat room, if you have something to add, just let me know. Because we get too many noises in the background if we get too many people up on the line.
Yep.
So just let me know if you need to add. Okay, so let me bring up Louie. Louie, sorry I've had you on hold. I dropped out for a second.
That's what I was trying to get. I wanted input that I would look to chest bump Annie. I don't know.
That's funny. That's funny.
But
I thought we were talking about Jersey Shore for a second. I don't know what the show was.
You know, honestly, I got to ride with Hayden. People are talking about Hayden's mom. Did you have an opportunity? Did you meet her? I had an opportunity to ride with her in the limo on the way back to the thing, and I kind of said something to her, and she seemed nice to me. I was a little scared to talk to her because she seemed to be the situation just had to happen out there, and I introduced myself as Ron Rad from the Rad Reality Show, so I didn't think she would want to talk to me.
Because I see a lot of people on the chats are talking about the fact that Hayden's mom does not like Kristen, actually mom, sister, aunt, grandmother, and that they said a lot of bad things. Did she say anything to you about the situation on the ride back?
No, see, that's what I'm saying. I didn't know how much I should talk about it. I mean, I go to her, I said, hey, my name's Ron and Rad, and I do the Rad Reality Show. And I was really proud of your son, you know, that he was really, you know, he did a great job. And I didn't talk to her much because she just seemed to be very intimidated woman to me. You know what I mean? Some women you can
You
tell.
Were lost for words. Get out of here.
You know, if you couldn't tell, I'm really in person. That was the hardest part about doing the red carpet. You guys, this freaking eyes in my face. I can easily talk to you guys like nothing over this phone, but see you guys' eyes, to watch April cry when we were talking about my mom, it was so hard on me. I mean, and other incidents that happened that week, you know, or when I messed up a person's name and they really did give me the face of death, you know,
I was intimidated.
Hey, John, there was nothing but love when you interviewed me, man. That's cool. I don't care.
Oh, you're a cool
everybody
though.
Else.
I mean, yeah, it was some
Louis from Amazing Race is a badass. He's the Italian stallion, and me and him had the best time ever.
Go ahead.
Michelle, let me ask my question first, because maybe this will go to the next answer.
Oh, Louis,
question.
We'll just tell you that. Ron likes to cut people off. Okay, go ahead, Louis. Ron.
That's cool. Go ahead.
I didn't cut no one off. I did not cut no one off. You're just jealous because
right,
I can.
Go ahead, man.
I know.
But ask the question.
It's
I know the
hurt.
Question. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Actually, it was something else, but it's going to lead to your question. My question is, Michelle, are you going to talk about your roommates? At the Vegas Ash.
well, I mean, my roommate that I had, or the roommate that I ended up with.
That's kind of where I was leaning towards, you know, is the one you had, because we've talked about her, and I wanted your opinion of Monet.
Okay. Well, I'm sure everybody knows about, well, if they don't know, I'll fill them in. I get to Vegas, me and Louie get there after we've flown for, like, I think it was 1 billion hours. In between there, we had about 1 zillion drinks, and we get to the meet and greet, and I love the meet and greet because I got to see everybody, and I hadn't seen everybody in a while, and people that I have never met and talked to through the chat, so it was great. But we were there near the end, so it was kind of like the wind down, and it was already like 1 hour, 2 hours after we got back, and I know me and Louie were just like, we want to get to our rooms, we want to drop our stuff off, and we want to get freshened up. And so before that, we had checked in. I got my keys. Louie got his keys. So I go into the room, and, you know, there's stuff there, which I was told that I'm rooming with Monet, and I'm like, okay. So I get into the room, and now there's obviously two beds, and the one, there was two beds, and they were both unmade, and they were both looked like they were slept on, and I was like, who's been sleeping in my bed eating my porridge, you know? I was like, what is going on here? Did she have, like, a moment? Because I've done this before in hotel rooms. I like to jump back and forth to both beds and do little flying kicks in the air and somersaults through each bed. So I was like, well, maybe she just maybe took a nap on this bed and rolled into the other bed. And so then I take a shower, you know. I get, you know, I spread my stuff all around like I own the place. And then I noticed that there was Old Spice deodorant. And I'm like, huh, maybe there's, like, this new thing that I didn't hear about, that women like to use Old Spice deodorant. I was like, that's interesting. So I, you know, get all dialed up, and I'm actually heading out with, like, Lydia and Ron and Sheila, and we're about to go to Margaritaville. And I'm ready to go to Margaritaville, okay? So we're going through the escalators at Vegas, and Kevin says to me, oh, my God, Michelle, look, there's Monet. And she's going on the opposite side of the escalator. And I'm like, Monet. And she looks at me. I'm like, hey, girl. I was like, hey, don't, my stuff's in your room. You know, I'm all set. Thank you. And I'll see you soon, roomie. And the look that she gave me was a look of, like, death. It was not a good look. I didn't feel comfortable or safe, period, knowing that she just gave me this look. And she was going, no, don't worry about it. It was a weird look, but, yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You're fine. And I go, I don't feel fine inside. I was like, I'm going to just turn around, go back to the room and, you know, just say hi to her and, you know, make sure everything's okay. So I go back in the room. Mind you, I knocked, even though I have a key and it's my room. And Monet and this guy are standing with these deer in the headlights look, and they're just staring at me, and I'm like, well, hi. I was like, I hope you don't mind that I put my stuff everywhere, you know. I just got here, and I'm a little bit of a mess. And she's looking at me, and she's going, well, my brother is in this room, which I didn't know who he was at the time, but come to find out it was his brother, which I'm connecting with the Old Spice deodorant. So I'm like, all right. And she's like, yeah, you didn't get the memo? And I'm like, the memo? And she's like, yeah, my brother's in this room now. You're not in this room. I was like, oh, really? I didn't get the memo. What the hell was I thinking? I didn't get the flipping memo. And I'm thinking to myself, like, no, she didn't just say I didn't get the memo. So I call up Nikki, and I'm like, Nikki, this memo must be lost in outer space somewhere. And she's like, oh, my God. I totally forgot to tell you that Monet's brother is staying with her and you're not staying in the room. I was like, ah. Mind you, my underwear are everywhere, bras, whatever, is hanging all over the place. And I'm like, okay. I was like, awkward. So
sounds like
I had
my
memo
died in a kid.
Yeah. And so me and Louie go and take my stuff. And we go and bring it. No, it wasn't Louie. Louie, was it you that brought my stuff up and down?
No. You texted me freaking out, and I'm, like, offering you because
oh yeah, you were like, you could stay in my room. I can't remember.
Yeah.
I think it was Joe Bobber,
and I don't get why
me
you
and him,
whatever.
Me and him went up and down and up and down the elevators, probably like 10 times with all my bags. Mind you, I had to pack up all my stuff frantically because Monet was giving me the eyes of the devil. And I was like, I just got here, and I'm drunk already. I don't want to get, you know, arrested again almost in Vegas. So, needless to say.
You should call the bell man.
What?
Why didn't you call the bell man?
Well, I wasn't thinking rationally, Ron, thanks. I was just happy to have something in my hands. I was just happy to have something in my hands, like my bag, so my hands were free. I mean, so my hands were not free, let's put it that way. I was not a happy camper. So needless to say, 2 hours later, I finally get a room, which ends up being a fabulous suite with a refrigerator and a little kitchen area with a couch and a table. And it was probably one of the nicest rooms there. And then April came and surprised me, and we roomed together. So that's my story.
Yeah, and April coming really surprised me too. You gave it away that afternoon, but you kind of didn't. You said she was thinking. You probably
no, I didn't. I didn't know. I didn't give it away. I didn't know at all.
Yeah, but you told me she was thinking about coming.
Well, I thought she was thinking about it, but I didn't think she had just had a baby. I mean, and she told me, she's
yeah.
like, you know, I don't think I'll be able to make it. And I'm not thinking, like, because I guess being so close to Vegas that Phoenix has a flight every hour. So I wasn't really, I'm thinking, you know, Rhode Island, oh my God, you know, that's a 12-hour flight that me and Louie took. Like, there's no way she's going to come. And then, mind you, Johnny Fairplay had puked on me in my Prada in between there, so I was a little frazzled. And
oh,
so,
and Louis shirt.
Yeah, oh, and Louis shirt, and then I think
and
I'm Chelsea's Louis Vuitton. But the good thing about Johnny Fairplay, not to do a segue, but the good thing about Johnny Fairplay's puking is that you could tell he hadn't eaten anything for a couple days because it was pure liquid. There was no chunks of food, which if there was chunks of food, I think we would have had ourselves a different situation. There would have been a hula man in the water drowning. But he had been on a liquid diet, probably for a few weeks now. So anyway, so April calls, and I'm like, hey, April, what's up? And she's like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, nothing. She's like, yeah, I'm in the lobby. I'm like, that's cool. And I don't think it really hit with me yet because I had been drinking again, obviously. So I'm like, yeah, that's cool. She's like, yeah. And I'm like, where are you in the lobby? She's like, Bally's. I'm like, well, why would you be at Bally's in Phoenix? Like, that doesn't even make sense. She's like, no, you idiot. I'm in the Bally's in Vegas. And
you know,
I was like,
I
think I screamed at the top of my lungs and ran to the old lobby.
Yeah, and then I heard there was a tweet that she sent out. And when I heard about the tweet, I'm starting to, you know, the tweet that I heard about was that, you know, that she was there. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, because you know, there was 4 of you that really in the beginning of the show has put a lot of, you know, a lot of credit for what I feel like the show has become, and that was you, April, Jesse, and Cowboy, and when I heard April was there. I had already met the 3 of you, and when I heard April was there, I was so happy because, you know, I spent a whole season with her last year talking, and, you know, and you and Cowboy, I had already met, and when I heard April, it was just really awesome, and I was so happy to be able to meet all 3 of you guys, and the picture that we took in my unitard is going to be one of my favorite pictures of all time, and...
But I look at it like this. I was like, you know what? I got puked on. All right. I didn't get the memo from Monet's room. Okay, but guess what? Everything happens for a reason, and it must have meant to be because then me and April got to room together. So I don't look at it like a bad thing. I was like, you know what? It ended up being a great thing. So I know it seems like I got the shit end of the stick a couple times in Vegas, but to me, I had a blast. I mean, me and Louie, we had the best times traveling together and everything in between. So it really just, everything at the in the end, it was well worth it. And I'm not going to say
no.
It was well worth getting puked on, per se.
But you know what? For a second there, it was well worth for me to sit there and see it.
And Louis was actually an eyewitness. He was
no.
Like you said,
Louis
he got a show puked on.
No, Louis
I got up. I'm checking. I
was the
checking
one
my
sitting there, Michelle. You don't even remember me sitting there, probably. Remember I was sitting in the chair?
Ron, I got puked on. I don't care who was sitting anywhere near me.
I
didn't make a vivid image. I didn't do a panoramic view of who saw it. Thanks a lot.
Well,
Johnny looked over me, and I'm like, he goes, calm down, dude. I'm like, what? I outweigh you by 100 pounds. I'll kill you. Are you kidding me? Calm down. You just puked on my. I'm just checking my shit, man. The fuck? He's out of control.
Louis had got up to do something, and you two were, like, Johnny was, like, weird. I couldn't believe they gave him a beer in the first place. I was like, why are you giving him more beer? The guy's almost about ready to pass out.
Yeah, I don't know who that girl was, but she just kept giving him beers. I was like, I didn't know what was going on at the time. I just leaned over to say something like, Johnny, because he looked a little like cross-eyed, like he was ready. I don't even know what he was about ready to do, but I found out.
Michelle, that girl he was with was an actress out of Canada. I don't remember her name, though. That little blonde.
Yeah, a lot of people thought that was his wife, and I'm like, nope, that's not his wife, Michelle.
Not his wife, huh?
Yeah.
Well, she told me to, am I going to say anything to anybody about it? And I'm like, I do a talk show. What do you expect?
Well, it's funny because Pepsi Rich comes out to me and he's like, so, do you think it's, like, okay if, like, I, you know, mention it on Twitter? And I was like, sure. He goes, okay, thanks. And, like, before you know it, it was already on Twitter. I was like, I love it.
Yeah, I was being nice, Michelle. I was not gonna say nothing until I talked to you about it. And I was like, okay, I was gonna wait and talk, and then yeah, that's cool. Oh man, there's some more calls. Let's bring some more people up.
Hey, Ron, I want to give one quick shout out to Metal Fan because I met him out there. He was awesome, great guy. Kiss rocks and friggin', and I hope he's feeling better. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, Annie's calling in. Wait, let me see. I'm going to go pick this one up. Is this you, Annie?
It's me.
Hi, Annie.
Wow.
Hey.
Hello, Miss Annie.
Hi, Marcella. How are you? I miss you guys.
I know. I miss you guys.
I want
to
check both you, Annie.
Kristen was like, are you going to call in? And I didn't even realize what time it was, so I just wanted to call in and say hi.
Okay,
are so happy that you called in because we have questions, Annie.
I know. Go ahead and ask them. I'll answer.
Okay, so what the freak did I see Saturday night with Hayden's friend, and why did it happen? Can you address that? Because everyone wants to hear it.
Yeah, sure. We were having a good time at Blue Martini. We came downstairs, and I was basically told that there was an altercation between let's say a family member of Hayden's and Kristen, and she'd been kind of attacked the entire weekend, and I had enough of it. So I made a comment to Hayden's friend that I thought he needed to grow some balls and kind of stick up for himself and for Kristen because she was being treated unfairly. And it basically his friend got in my face and bump-chested me to the point where I almost fell backwards, and he kept getting up in my face, screaming at me and pushing me, almost got me to the ground, and they had to pry him off of me. So
yeah, I was so lucky. James Ryan was there, April Lewis, and I think Danny, wasn't it the three of them kind of there to help you a little bit?
Them.
I can't believe
he
got chest bumped, Annie.
I mean, he was drunk, and I said, hey, you know, I was like, what are you doing? And he just kept going and going. He was getting really aggressive, and, you know, he obviously had too much to drink, but people didn't think it happened, but it really did. He chest bumped me pretty good. He got me almost to the ground. I mean, it was pretty scary.
I saw it, actually.
The thing that just bothered me is that I wanted people to understand that Kristen does not deserve the treatment that she's getting, and she is an amazing person and has been nothing but loyal and amazing. And so I was just defending my friend, you know. She does not deserve to be treated the way she was in that night. So I was just trying to defend her, you know.
And what was Hayden saying through all this? I want to know what Hayden was saying through all this. Like, wasn't he kind of, like, defending, first off, Kristen and you? Like, why would he allow his friends to even get in your face that close like that?
I know. I think he was talking, obviously, to somebody a little far away from me. I don't think he knew exactly what was going on immediately. And in his defense, he did apologize later on for his friend. He felt very, very bad. I don't, you know, he did not have anything to do with it. I love Hayden. But I just felt that she was being treated unfairly, and I wanted him to, you know, stand up for her the way that he should and the way that I wanted to. So, yeah, it was definitely his friend, not his actions. But still, I mean, it was ridiculous. That should be a grown man, you know, and he was acting like a child.
Wow.
Yeah, see, Hayden was in the back. And here's what I remember of this saying, though, was you were up in the line in the waiting for the cab with James, right? And
yeah,
if I remember correctly.
Yes.
And Hayden was in the back, you know, didn't know what he, I think he was going to get in the limo, actually, because we were waiting for the limo to take us back to Bailey's, but then you guys were going to go to a club or something, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So Hayden was talking to some people when it happened.
I think he was talking to his mother.
Yeah, because, I mean, the friend just came up and I was like, why is he getting into the line and getting in your face? I'm like, what's going on? I mean, what did Janie? Because I had saw you with Hayden. I saw you with Hayden on the live feeds.
Yeah.
And you guys had talked. I was like, okay, did something happen there?
No, it was over Kristen. You know, she has, that entire weekend was really scrutinized by certain people, and I'd had enough of it. I mean, she just doesn't deserve it. And so I was approached and told that, you know, I should go help her out because I didn't know where she was, and she was, you know, had gotten into a little trouble upstairs. So I was just merely making a comment that she didn't need to be treated that way. And it just kind of came out of nowhere. It was pretty crazy. But nobody believes it, so I'm glad that there's witnesses.
Well, you're a good friend for defending her because Kristen is a sweetheart, so I don't think she deserves it. I don't know what was said about her, but whatever is said about her, it should never have been said, period.
No. And
well,
people,
I saw it.
There's constant criticism over her, you know, that she's trash and that she's this. That girl is 100% one of the best people I've ever met. I mean, just down to earth, beautiful, would do anything for anybody, and she does not deserve to be treated the way that she was.
Kristen
was
absolutely.
I agree. Kristen was one of the most, I mean, y'all, I have said this a couple times, everyone from this season, other than like I have one, we won't talk about that was kind of like a little weak on the scale, but everyone from season 12 has been really great at Vegas.
Yeah.
That showed up.
I would like to say I love Krista too. She groped me a couple of times. She's very hot. Thank you.
And of course, you want to chest bump Annie, but not in a bad way, right, Louis?
Not in a bad way. No. Annie was beautiful. She was really awesome. I really love Annie.
Thank you.
Everybody in the chat loves you, and they just want me to say that everybody loves you.
Oh, well, thank you. Everybody has been so sweet to me, and I'm glad they're getting to know the real me, and it's been awesome. I had so much fun in Vegas. And I'm just so blessed to have the people behind me that I do.
I have a quick question.
We're all blessed, Danny. We are all blessed. Thank God, right?
Yeah,
honestly, it's been such a great ride for me. This was my first event, and to meet everyone for the first time, it was so amazing. And I'm going to actually address that towards the end of the show, is to talk about the outpour of love that I received and stuff. And Annie, I do have another question to ask you because I know you were there. So what the freak was that bus all about? Did you almost lose 100 pounds like I did?
I got on that bus and literally was like smacked in the face with that heat. It was like I was in hell. I would have rather been murdered than been on that bus. And me and James were like freaking out. We're like, we have to get up. There's just no way we can stay on that bus. It was hell.
I got videos.
Annie,
Yeah, you should have been on the bike with me. I was on a bike with this woman who was about, 300 pounds, but she was awesome. Her name was Queen Bitch. Her name was Queen Bitch, and she was grinding me while we were driving. I swear to God.
I am so jealous of that woman right now.
I love you. That's awesome.
Hey, did you guys know that bus, that actual bus, Al Capone was in that bus. He was taken to prison in that bus. Did you guys know that?
He was probably still in there.
No, I didn't know that.
He was so hot he couldn't get out. I mean...
I was having anxiety in there. I was like, get me out of here.
I know. I didn't know if it was menopause, like early menopause, or it was crazy.
Hey, let me break in for a second. Say that again. Is that you, Ryan?
Yeah, no, I was just going to say that bus was like one of the worst things all weekend. That was horrible.
I agree.
I swear.
What was worse, Annie, the bus or the chest bump?
I think the bus. That bus, like, killed me.
Did you see me in the unitard? I don't think you got a chance to see me in the unitard, did you?
I didn't. No, I didn't get to see. I'm so sad that I didn't. My life
took
off.
Yeah, you and James took off. You guys.
I know, because
guys,
of that bus. And then we ran into some people in the hotel, and we're like, let's just get drunk. And then we
drank
in the hotel.
That's what I thought. See, that's what I thought. Okay, here, let me do this. Other people are trying to call in, and I want to pick this number up because I don't know the area code, and I want to make sure if it's who I maybe could. 704, your name, and were you at the Vegas Bash?
Yes, it's Rachel Riley from the Big Brother 12.
Oh, my goodness.
I knew it was you. I knew it was you, and I was trying to get to you, and I've been trying to figure out how to segue into saying it was you, because I looked up your area code, because I haven't got you guys' number yet.
Oh, yeah, this is my cell phone number.
Okay. So, anyway,
yeah.
We have Annie on our line, we have Louie from Amazing Race, and we have Michelle,
Fun.
And we're talking Vegas.
Hey, Rachel.
Vegas, what's up, and hey! And
hey,
I have
girl,
Carly
hey.
Here with me, too. Hey, girl, hey! Carly and I are here at the Las Vegas Athletic Club working out.
No.
Nice. Say hi.
Do some reps
hey,
for
you?
Me. I haven't worked out in like 6 months.
Oh, my God, honey. I'm such a fat kid right now.
Oh, I know. Vegas is rough.
So, how's everyone doing?
We're trying to figure out the story, what happened to Annie outside, and we figured out that the story was true. Did you hear about the chest bump?
The chest bump? I haven't heard anything.
Oh, my gosh. Who's going to fill her in?
Annie got chest bumped by one of Hayden's friends.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh. I think it was by the situation in Pauly D.
Shut up. I love it. But so, Annie, who chest bumped you?
It was one of Hayden's friends. I didn't want to make a big deal about it, but people were asking, so I just decided to tell the truth.
Yeah.
It was Hayden's friend, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So,
I know. Hayden apologized. I don't. It's nothing against Hayden. I don't want Hayden to hear this and be upset with me. Yeah, it was just, it was crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy.
No,
yeah.
And I do want to
it's
address
Vegas.
That. Hey,
now whatever
and,
happens, happens.
Yeah,
that's right.
I want
what
to address
happens
that.
In Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas.
Yeah, it obviously
no,
does
it happens. It
ends up
on
the Rad Reality Show.
I was going to say that, and you guys keep on, yeah, okay. Rachel, I was so glad to meet you. I had the greatest time, especially Saturday night, talking to you before you went up to the interview, and people, everyone who has met you all said positive stuff. And actually, we were talking about how the cast of 12 really became like some of the sweetest people came from the cast of 12. And but Michelle, did you get to talk to Rachel?
I did get to talk to Rachel. I actually talked to her for a couple minutes upstairs, but I talked to her as she was on her way to go get her doggy, and she was telling me about where she was going to get the dog from, and I was like, okay, that's awkward, because she was actually picking up the dog
from
her ex-boyfriend's house, and I'm like, how is that going to go? Is that going to go well?
Oh, my God, it was so crazy. Like, Brendan went with me, too, which made it even more awkward. So it was definitely, I appreciated that the dog was safe and alive, but it was definitely very awkward.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Did you think he was going to harm the dog?
No, I mean, he's a really nice guy, but I was just like, I first of all, I thought everyone hated me in America and on the show and everything, so I was like, great, he hates me too, my dog probably hates me too.
What?
So I was like, yeah, I thought my dog hated me, I don't know.
And I thought this was a good dog, he's adorable, by the way.
So it was
my cat hated me when I got home.
Right?
When I got home, she kind of was like, she was like, who are you? And I was only gone for 2 weeks. You were gone for 3 months.
I know. So, I mean, Jesus, that's a, you know, another reason I thought my dog hated me. But it's good. We're Brendan and I are taking him to, like, the dog beach this weekend, and we're really excited.
Now, are you guys in Vegas, in Cali, or, like, what have you guys been going back and forth? Because I heard you're, like, I'm loving Cali, so...
Yeah, so we are going back and forth. We filmed The Bold and the Beautiful last Monday, and we have so far, like, I spent the entire last week in Los Angeles, and then he came to Vegas for the weekend, and now I'm going back to Los Angeles this weekend. Like, I've just been back and forth.
Nice.
It's crazy. But it's, we're having a great time, and we're in love, and you know how that whole thing works out.
Hey, so Rachel, what do you do on the Bold and Beautiful if you can scoop? Because I am a huge soap opera fan.
Oh my gosh, I love Bold and Beautiful. It's so fun, and we got to meet everyone in the cast. They're like the sweetest people ever.
Now,
do
are
you
going to be on the Bold and the Beautiful?
Can you scoop your part?
Yeah,
I'm
going to be a waitress, and Brendan is a bartender, and we have lines. I have a scene with one of the leads with on the Bold and the Beautiful, so I'm excited about that. And you'll have to tune in, though. I can't tell you too many details. You have to tune in to watch. It's really funny.
Do you know when it's going to air?
October 25th and the 26th.
Ooh, that's
nice.
Exciting.
That's awesome.
Good
for you.
I'm so excited. Thank you.
Really?
That is cool because we're on for 2 days.
Do you have anything coming up that you might be doing after, you know, have you been approached at all? I mean, have you had anything going on?
I've talked to a couple people about some things I can't really say right now just because they're in the works, but I can't say anything right now. But, yeah, so some stuff is going to be coming up, so I'm excited. I'm really excited to see Brendan and Rachel. Congratulations on that. That's awesome.
Thank you.
And for the record, I don't hate either of you guys. I love you both, so I'm very happy that... you're in love, and that you're on the Bold and Beautiful. So, congratulations.
Thank you. Well, we love
you.
No
worries.
Andy,
does anything involve you getting chest bumped?
You know what?
I heard, Michelle.
Me and Jesse at Vegas. Me and Jesse, we were talking about a little reality rumble type deal. Maybe we work in the works, so maybe we can have like a Hayden friend versus Annie chest bump match. like
instead of a celebrity death match, it just should be a Big Brother death match, like something like that.
No, it's
going to
be kind of like what we're going to do with. Yeah, so maybe we can do something. Annie, I bet you know, whenever you guys are ready to go, but I have to talk to Annie for 1 second because I know in 30 minutes she's going to probably be doing the same thing I'm going to be doing.
Which is?
Oh, come on, Miss Annie. You know what it is.
30 minutes? What am I doing in 30 minutes? I don't know. What am I doing in 30 minutes?
Okay. It's Monday.
The Bears.
I didn't know what you were doing.
Football. We talk football when you're from Chicago and you're a Bears fan.
Of course.
We always talk football because I know you're a Bears fan and I know you're from Chicago.
I'm a huge Bears fan.
And don't you have the Monday Night Football game on?
I do. It's actually on my TV right now. It's on mute, though.
So
I'm excited to watch
that's why I was kind of good a segue of letting you say goodnight to everyone. And Rachel, if you can hold on for a second, there's questions people are asking me, and there's people wanting to say hey to you.
Well, and then can I say one thing before Annie goes? Annie, call me.
Yeah.
And Brendan and I, I'm pretty sure we're going to be doing something at the Bike Week in Daytona, and that's like in 2 weeks. So possibly we'll have to get you involved in it also. I'll give you the
details. Oh, that would be awesome. You know what?
Are you guys going to Virginia in 2 weeks?
We never even got to talk really in Vegas because you were so busy. So on my Twitter, I'll DM you and stuff, and we'll exchange numbers and catch up.
Annie and Rachel, are any of you guys going to Virginia?
You know what?
I believe me and Kristen are.
You and Kristen are, Annie?
Yeah, we are. Are you guys going?
I'm going. I'm in.
We would love to go, but we're actually going to be in Washington State on the Thursday and Friday, and then I'm pretty sure that we're hosting an event at a nightclub in Washington State on Friday night or Saturday. I'm not sure, but I don't think we're going to be able to make it because it's just like flying across the country like three times in a row. It'd be like really hard.
Oh, that's not cool. We'll miss you.
I know Enzo's
going to be there, too.
Yeah, I heard Enzo was going to be there, too. Yep.
Yay.
So I did read that one right now and everything. So that's going to be awesome. There's going to be good. You're going to have some great times. And Annie, like you said, I'll let you go. And Rachel, I do know there's a couple people that want to say hey to you.
Okay.
So I'm going to – they were at Vegas, too. So let me find Annie's number, or Annie, if you want to drop off. Or here, there she is.
Thank you,
Annie.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Bye, Rachel.
And Annie, I wanted you to come – we will get you back for a whole hour good show where we can talk about Big Brother and everything and –
yeah.
In a few weeks.
I can't wait to see you again, Annie. We'll be seeing each other in a few weeks.
You're going
to
be in Virginia, Michelle?
I'm going to be there.
Woo-hoo!
And I'm planning on being there.
And Louie's working on getting there, too.
Annie.
So.
Annie, we'll chest bump. I'll see you then.
Chest bump. Chest bump my
race. We'll have to have a Virginia show to talk about who got chest bumped and who got puked on. How about that?
But Rachel, I want to chest bump Rachel.
Yes?
I want to just bump you.
Oh, you can definitely just bump me. You'll bounce right off. They're kind of big.
I just won't tell Brandon.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me do this. Patrick, you know you've been unmuted for the longest time. And I know you're sitting there, like, in ants in the pants probably.
Oh, my goodness. Patrick must be having a moment right now.
I love Rachel.
He's like in love with Rachel. In love, in love, in love, in love, in love.
I hope she remembers me.
Go ahead, Patrick. The floor
Rachel,
is yours.
Do you even remember me?
Yes. Are you kidding me? How could I not remember you, Patrick?
I don't know. You.
You
met like a million people that were obsessed with you, so just making sure.
Oh, my God. But you're like my biggest fan, so I love you.
Okay, everyone in the chat, anyone who didn't like her this season, this girl's amazing, and
she'll change your
opinion. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Have you guys seen the BrentelFans.com website?
Yeah, I just went there.
Oh, my God. Isn't it so cute?
Yeah.
This girl, Haley in Canada, made it.
I love her.
That's awesome.
Me
what's
too.
The
it's
link,
so cute.
You know? Do you know how to get
what?
To it? Is it just www.brentel.com?
Yeah, just brentelfans.com. So it's like BRENCHEL fans, FANS.com. It's the cutest website ever. So, Patrick, are you following me on Twitter?
Yeah, I just made one today for you.
Oh, good. Yay. Okay, well, it's RachelBB12.
Yeah, I followed you. I, like, did a little tweet, so you'll know it's me.
Yay! Good, I can't wait. And Brendan and I are Ustreaming with all of our like fans. We are trying to do a live broadcast tonight, but we're really like technologically not advanced, especially after being locked in that house. So we're trying to figure it out.
The best thing to do. Do you have laptops?
Well, it was really easy when we were together, but now we're trying to Ustream it because it's live and you can like you can read questions that people are putting in. So we're trying
right.
to do that from our two separate computers with him in L.A. and me in Vegas. But it's, like, really hard.
Corey uses – my friend Corey from Rock of Love, too. Me and her sometimes do it. And she uses another place called – give me a second – Block TV. And what you could do is you can have one up on that thing and then one in a little corner. And they could choose who's – so you might want to check that. Ustream is good, too, though. Don't get me wrong, but I don't know if you can have But then they have, don't you have your main thing, and you can have little boxes up there? I can't remember which one's which. There's so many of these things out there.
Oh, my
nowadays.
Gosh, I know. There's so many, so, but I love them.
I'll look into
Rachel,
it and see which
Rachel,
one is the
Rachel, I have
best
a question
for you.
There's somebody in the chat room that wants to know, how many people wanted to get a pic in the middle of you and Brendan so they could get in the middle of between you and your man?
Don't try to get between me and my man. It was so funny.
That's
so funny. Many people wanted to do that. I loved it. It was hilarious. Everyone's like, we have to get, like, T-shirts made or something. Don't get between me and my man.
Oh, my God, you have to. Seriously.
I think mine was the funniest. When we were on the live feeds and I walked up to the live feeds and did it. You remember me doing that as a live feed?
I remember that. That was hilarious.
And then afterwards, I told Brendan that I really didn't want to get between him and her, you and her. I mean, you and, yeah, you know what I'm saying. I wanted the backwards.
I know what you're saying. But you had to do it for the live feed.
I had to do it. I mean, they were wanting me. I mean, that's what they were calling for me. Hey, let me pick up Mandy. Mandy wants to say hey to you. Mandy,
hello.
You've been trying to get on the air for a long time, too. And I bumped you for Annie, and then I bumped you for Rachel. So sorry, right, Mandy.
Oh, I guess that, you know, I'm not like I'm here every week, so.
Hi, Mandy.
No, I would like to personally thank Rachel while I'm on the phone for two things. One, for my big brother, Lee Kai Matt Stein, who is actually in the chat room. Matt's in here, so if you give a quick shout-out. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
And the other one was for the Hi Haley sign for my tween. She cried when I brought it home.
Aww. Cute.
Aww.
Hey, Haley.
Rachel, you've met a lot of fans. Hey, Rachel, you met a lot of fans, but I know you met a lot of reality people that you had, you know, you've watched in the past. Like, I know you spent a whole 4 hours with Cowboy.
It was so fun to hang out with Cowboy.
You know, Cowboy's one of my co-hosts, too. You know, so I wanted to, you know, how was it hanging out with the fans up there in that room? When I heard about that, I was really proud of that you took your time out to hang out with them.
Thank you. Of course. Are you guys kidding me? I love hanging out with the fans, and so does Brendan. And that's why we do the Ustream, and that's why we call in and stuff like that. We love it, and we appreciate it so much that you guys are fans of the show and that you support us. It was really fun. Like, I really like hanging out with you guys at these events, too, because I get to know you on a, like, more personal level than rather just through interviews or chat rooms. You know, it's, like, really fun to actually get to hang out and be normal people.
Yeah, I know for a fact, and Michelle, you can quote me on this, or you can, you know, back me up. We need to get you and him on the show for a full two-hour show.
We would
probably get
that.
Floodlines flooded. Right now we hit 100 when they heard Annie was coming in. It went up fast, and then when you came in, it went up even farther. So I mean, so the fans are out there. Do you have a juicy story from Vegas?
Do I have any good stories?
Anything juicy, any gossip?
Juicy gossip?
Yeah.
Not any juicy gossip yet. I'm still waiting. I'm glad Brendan's on the phone right now. I'm still waiting for a certain proposal from someone.
Whoa.
I know. Hey, you know what? It's coming. I was
looking for a ring in Vegas. I was like, okay, has he done it yet? He hasn't. What?
I know it's
coming. Oh, you didn't get mine?
What?
You didn't get my ring? Yeah, my ring? No, I'm just joking.
I love it. Well, I don't really have any juicy gossip from Vegas. We had such a good time, and, you know, I live here, so it was really fun to get to come home and see everyone and get to be back out in the real world and back in my hometown.
no gossip, but I do have fun gossip from when Brendan and I are, were in UCLA. We've been hanging out, you know, filming The Bold and the Beautiful and hanging out at UCLA for a week, and he moved into his new studio, and I'm decorating it for him, so we're doing fun stuff like that.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
Okay, my niece wants to shout out
Rachel. How has it been adjusting to the real world? How, like, ironic, the way, as you could say it, how has reality been?
Reality is crazy. Like, I felt like when I left for the show, you know, I didn't think anything would really change, but it really has. Like, it's so weird with that, you know, you guys have gotten to see me for the past 3 months, every day, like 24/7. So when I meet people now, I introduce myself. I'm like, hey, I'm Rachel. And they're like, oh, no, I know who you are. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, I forget these things. So it's been so crazy just to know that, you know, that everyone's been watching you for the past 3 months. And I haven't even watched the episodes yet. Brendan and I aren't watching them. We're just, you know, it was a game. We don't want any hard feelings with the other cast members. You know, we have plenty of those when we're in the house. So outside the house, we're hoping that everything will be, you know, good with the other cast members and everything.
Hey, Rachel, well, my niece is out there in the chat room, and it, whenever she, you know, listens, she always wants a shout out. Can you give Jordan a little shout out?
Yeah, hey, Jordan.
Thank you. Go ahead, Mandy.
Oh, I was just going to say, one thing I've heard a lot since we've been back from Vegas and even during Vegas is that a lot of people were very, very impressed how fan-friendly both Rachel and Brendan were, how they just were welcoming, how they took the time to actually communicate and sign whatever and just generally, you know, talk to people. I know it was really appreciated.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you guys. Like, anytime, I'm so serious, anytime I see anyone that is a fan, I love it. Like, I love signing stuff, taking pictures, anything. And that's why Brendan and I started doing the Ustream so that we can actually communicate and reach out to the fans even more. Because, you know, after seeing us 24/7, I feel like we're all disconnected now. It's so different to not be filmed 24/7. So I want to be able to communicate. So check us out on Ustream, on Twitter. I'm like a tweet head now. I am obsessed with Twitter. It's RachelBB12. And
I put it in the chat room just a few minutes ago, but I will re-put out your name in the chat room for those.
It's a victory, isn't it?
And I'm a Twitter queen, so.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so addicted to Twitter right now. It's so fun, and it's fast, and it's just like you can put tweet pics on there, and I just love Twitter.
You didn't see no tweet pics of me in the unitard, have you?
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. Will you please, like, put at RachelBB12 so I can see those? Because I, like, have to see those. You in the unitard
are you on
hilarious.
The Facebook? Are you on the
Facebook?
Yeah,
I'm on Facebook, but the problem is with my Facebook, it's Rachel, Facebook.com, RachelRiley1, or whatever, but the problem is with my Facebook is that I had 7,000 friend requests and, like, 5,000 messages, so I couldn't check them, and now I can't even access my friend requests or my messages, so I think my Facebook was, like, overloaded, and it just stopped. It's like, I don't know. I can't add anyone, so I don't really keep up with it as much as I do on Twitter.
You should consider maybe doing a public figure one on Facebook instead. And not 100%, but I believe that allows you to have a few more friends than an actual
Facebook personal account.
Yeah.
That's really smart. I will definitely do that.
It gets very overwhelming, all the different pages, all the requests. Everybody sending you messages, and I know that you probably want to try to get back to everybody, but everybody's got to understand that it's so hard to get back to everybody right away, and
it's
so many people. It's like overload, you know?
Such an overload.
Yeah, Louie,
and
you want to address that?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Ron. Hey, Mandy, I heard that guy Louis Stravato was very fan-friendly, too, I heard. I don't know if you heard that.
Well, it's extremely fan-friendly. I'm hearing that from a lot of people, too, actually.
Wait, is this the real Louis?
I kept getting that on Twitter. Believe me. Dude, on Twitter, everybody was like, is this really you? I'm like, how do I prove I'm not me? You know, it's like, it was crazy. But it was it's like overwhelming, and it's so cool. Like Rachel, I anybody who wants to take a picture, photograph, I'm like, yeah, go ahead. You know, I'm just some little old cop from Rhode Island, you know, who had the experience of a lifetime that nobody could ever take away from me, so... You know,
right, exactly.
So,
okay,
so
I have a question for Louie.
What I could suggest is take a recent picture, hold a sign saying, yes, I'm Louie, and tweet that.
That's a good idea. I may do that. All right, okay.
Okay, here's my question, Louie.
Yes.
Do you think Rachel and Brendan could win the Amazing Race? Or what do you feel?
I think they would be great. I think they would be excellent competitors, yes. I think they have a shot. I do.
They would have a shot.
Hold on, Ron. Let me ask Rachel. Rachel, do you think I could win Big Brother?
I do think that you might be too nice. You have the social game. No, you have the social game, and that, it is a game about a social game.
Right.
You just have to learn how to backstab people.
What me and Michelle were talking about, we'd like to be the first two from two different shows to be on one show. So maybe like they take me and Michelle
fun.
And put us on The Race or something like that. You
know,
that would be cool.
Want to do this, and I've been talking about this for the longest time, is I wish CBS would take my ideal and do a Big Brother versus Amazing Race versus Survivor competition
awesome.
Where it's compete against each other in a 3 months, 2 months, elements
that
of each
awesome.
Show.
You take
and,
elements, from every show. Elements from every show.
Yeah.
That would be sick. That would be cool.
That would be sick.
Like,
that would be
like
amazing.
Like vote-offs.
Rachel
yeah,
would just
it would
win
too.
It all.
Yeah.
We have talked about doing a family feud. We've talked about doing a family feud on one of my shows. Where we have, like, Big Brother versus the Amazing Race, or,
yeah.
like, you know, and then have, like, Survivor versus, like, the VH1, MTV, you know, people, and then have, like,
we,
you know,
well,
the next week.
We would win.
Oh, yeah.
It would say that I'm biased.
I think the race would win.
Right.
And listen, I just want to say one thing real quick, because I am working, and so my lunch is, my dinner's over, and so I got to go back to crime fighting, but I love you guys, and thank you so much for having me, and, you know, and please, I'd love to come back on, Ron, so if you need me, I'm here for you, bro. So,
yeah,
Michelle, I love you,
Sundays.
Honey.
Hey, I love you, Louie. And just before you go, Ron was talking shit about the Cowboys, but that's just the
segue. Oh, man. Ron, that's messed up, Ron. We'll have to talk separately about this, Ron.
Cowboys.
I am a huge Cowboys fan.
Oh, we already know. Yeah, the Cowboys suck. I mean, the Bears suck.
All right, man.
I didn't mean to start that, but you know me. I'm a little shit starter, so
I'm
a little shit starter.
Hello.
That's
right.
You're
jealous. It's all good. Hey.
I'm jealous. So it's
stay in touch. And any of the fans out there, catch me on Twitter, catch me on Facebook on the Louie Stravato. So
yeah, but he can't reply to everyone. He says,
"No, you can't.
So.
You really can't." It's looking crazy. It's insane.
Hey, Louie, thank you.
I have two stories to tell before
the show's over with. I had two stories to talk about, and so I'm gonna get rid of Louie.
Just to tell everybody, me and Louie will be doing the Rhode Island Amazing Race October 16th in Rhode Island. And all the donations will be going to Children's Wishes. So if anybody's in the area, please join us. If not, please donate. It's for a great cause. It's for every type of situation that, you know, a child goes through, and they're innocent. So whether it's you know, some kind of disease or something that they're, you know, being abused, please make sure you guys try to follow that. And it's going to be a great cause. So that's what I want to say about that.
There is a question in the chat room I want to address. Yeah, fans usually can call in. Tonight, it's best not to because the lines are so packed. And I'm going to address a couple more things. I was going to talk to Rachel real quick and see if she has anything to to address. But, Rachel, do you want to hear a story that happened in Vegas that I've been dying to tell all day?
Oh, my gosh, what?
Okay, so here's the deal. It's a good one because it's about marriage. So maybe it'll give you some good vibes. Okay, so here's the deal. And, Zach, you have been live with us. I haven't told you, but I've picked you up a long time ago.
I know.
Okay. So, Zach, you're going to have to help me fill this story in. So, anyways, right. me and Adam, Erica Landon's, fiancé, had been, hanging out in the casino, and we went over, and somehow Laura and Ben from BB11, Laura from BB11 walks in, and they were talking about how, when are they going to get married, and when is Eric and Adam getting married,
mm-hmm.
And Eric Stein walks in and says, hey, you know what, I can marry people, I'm a Durant minister, online and everything, and me and Zach and Danny Donato had showed up finally with Eric, and we were like looking at him like, cool, and they were starting to like give Adam the business. Hey, let's go wake up Erica, and go wake up Erica and see if she will marry you right now, because we were just like bugging him like, let's go get her, wake her up and let's go get her married. You guys can get married right now. Eric can do it. We have witnesses and Laura and Adam's like, well, if Adam and if Ben and Laura will do it, we'll have a double marriage.
Yeah.
Zach, am I right on so far?
Right on.
What I was just thinking, Ron, is, it's too bad we didn't run up to Big John's room and grab Rachel and Brendan. We could have a triple wedding.
I know.
Sure. But anyways, we get up to Erica's room, and we had already, Adam all, like, gone home to ask her. So he opens the door, he walks in, and he looks at Erica, and me and Danny and Laura's like in the back, and Ben didn't want to come in. Zach, being the brave soul he was, walks all the way up to the front and stands right next to Adam. And Adam's like, Erica, wake up. I want to get married right now. Will you marry me? And Erica like rolls over and goes, Adam, what the fuck are you talking about? Get the hell out of here.
That is so
funny. And Danny and me and Laura escapes without being seen. And it was so funny. And we were just all cracking up.
It was so close, though, wasn't it? They were going to get married. I thought they were.
I was standing there with you all. When P came back out, and you guys were all gone. Literally,
yeah,
we're standing for the bathroom.
And
I ran in
just
for a second, and then you guys were all gone. I'm like, where the heck? They can't just all disappear at once.
Yeah, but we had to do what we had to do. And the funny part about it, then when we get down, and Adam had taught me, Rachel, I learned something in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
You can put down, you can gamble and get free drinks.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's what Adam was teaching me. And Adam and me, and we just kept on drinking and playing roulette and tipping the waitress and everything. So that was fun.
And picking up
the double marriage that almost happened.
How funny.
Could have been a triple.
Could have been a triple one. And they're both really cute couples.
They really are. And I do have some stuff to talk about that's in a more personal level. And Michelle, I know you will get touched by this. And I do want to say, and this is the down moment of the show, real quick. As many of you guys know, I'm dealing with my health issues and everything, but the support that I had there at Vegas from the people that know me before meeting me, like Michelle, Erica, you guys, the words cannot describe what I felt that weekend. And Rachel, you don't know this, but even Saturday mm-hmm. night, I almost passed out a little bit. I was
oh my gosh.
The Arizona Heat The Arizona Heat and
Nevada.
I meant Vegas. The Vegas, you know, the Vegas stuff. Wherever I was. See, I'm still hilarious, maybe. anyways, from the heart condition, and the heat from the pool, I think all day. And then Michelle, you know how I am when I'm stressful in the first place.
Yeah.
You've heard me stress. I was having to rush to get down to the limo to be there on time for the red carpet. When I got down to the casino, I just really, I'll be honest with you, the casino was moving and I wasn't.
Oh my God.
It was
horrible,
bad.
Ron.
When Erica walked by me, she asked me how I'm doing. And I'm like, I'm okay, but not really, you know. And they were all concerned. And I know lots of people have been concerned. And I know I've heard people say that, you know. And I did go see the doctor on Friday, and the doctor talked to me. And I am proud of how much weight I've lost in the year. I had lost another 4 pounds, too. So to the weight is going up. But because of the heart condition, it's so hard for me to exercise, so I can lose weight like you guys can. You know, you guys can lose weight like easy. You just stop eating and then you exercise. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I have to.
Gross.
What?
I said you exercise gross.
but the exercise.
But Ron, didn't the doctor say you had a glow to you?
Yeah, I was just getting ready to say though it was a good thing too because. He said, though, I could tell you it was positive for you to go there because even though I was, you know, not feeling good, I did have a glow to me, he goes, and you could tell that I was a little more, and I probably am. I have not had the 2 weeks I was gone, I didn't have the stress like I used to have. It's all good. But I just wanted to say thank you to people like Michelle and April and Sheila, and I can list 100 prevalent names, and chatters that, you know, you guys continue to pray for me. And Rachel, I hope you can be part of our team. You can call in whenever you're ready. I look forward for a long relationship with you on our show, too.
Thank you, me
to
too.
Do this when you were online,
I hope Rachel calls in all the time.
No, thanks. I will. I'll call in all the time.
But,
that's crazy. I had no idea, though, about Vegas.
No. Only the people that were going out, the first limo probably knew about it. And that if you knew I was, you remember how I was sitting there? That's why I had the chair there.
Oh, okay.
They kind of forced me to take it easy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
then you need to.
No, I am. I just wanted to tell thank you to everyone that who's part of this. Oh, you know, one person we have not talked about, and I just saw Captain Chris Kosher. He is one hell of a nice guy.
He is.
Yes,
we love
Andrew.
Yeah, I wish he could have stayed longer, but he is so nice. He is awesome.
He walked in on me and Missy's hug.
Oh.
It was so funny.
That sounds
kinky. I got it on video. It was kind of, actually. And you know what? I know who has that chess piece. Did you know the chess piece was stolen? You heard about the chess piece being stolen, right?
Yeah, I knew it was stolen. I was living it.
Okay, well, do you know who stole it?
Andrew?
Yeah, and he pretty much confessed to me, but he says he won't confess, but... We're going
to so
get him.
We're going to have to get Louie from Amazing Race to get to the bottom of it.
No, remember
so.
Kathy did it. We had
Kathy did it.
Remember, we put an APB out on him. You know, have you had a chance to talk to Kathy since being out of the house?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, just go ahead. Here's the question.
I haven't had a chance to talk to Kathy, but I have her phone number, and I was planning on calling her tonight.
Okay, so I was just wondering if
she's
everything was good
sweetheart.
With you.
Yeah, I actually got the chance to talk to her for 2 hours the other day. And me and her wouldn't stop talking. Oh, my God, she talks as much as me. And 2 hours later, we're like, oh, my God, we've been talking for 2 hours. It was like 4 a.m.
That's precious.
And Skyped with a handful of us, Jess and Lisa and Lori and Paul.
And me as
and
so
Ron.
I got bumped.
And Ron.
And Ron.
And Ron.
I got booted. I got booted.
I know. You got booted right before I came in.
I know. I was trying to get back on, but it wouldn't let me go back on. And I'm like, I got booted. And everyone's like, what did you do? I'm like, for once, I didn't do anything.
You can Skype once in a while,
I'm the victim.
Rachel. But, hey, you know
what?
Rachel, we're going to have to get you back on for a longer visit.
Yes, please do.
Where we can actually talk big. And I want to get both of you guys on together, and
okay. We'll
do some cool shows. And
we can maybe have the wedding on the Rad Reality show. That would be awesome.
Oh,
what?
I'll go get ordained.
We can go have the wedding on the Rad Reality show. That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
That would be funny.
Do you watch other reality shows too? I mean, do you watch Survivor? Do you watch Amazing Race?
Oh yeah, I'm actually. It's funny because. Before I was even on Big Brother, the only reality shows that I'm, like, huge follower of are The Amazing Race, Survivor, and Big Brother. So it's, like, actually funny that I ended up being on Big Brother, you know? So, and those were the only reality shows I've ever said that I would really, like, want to do. So I'm, like,
you know,
super
speaking
fan.
Of Survivor, and I think I could tell this story. Mandy, you think I could tell the story?
Which one? About the chip?
No, about the survivor. About the survivor person that was supposed to be on Survivor but ended up on Big Brother.
Who?
Oh, go ahead, yeah. I think that's fine.
Okay.
Blame it
I think
on
it's still
if it's
too.
Not.
Well, Michelle, did you know this story yet? Do you know the story yet?
You know, I'll be honest. I know I talked to the person, but I think the Captain Morgan...
You were drunk that night. You were standing there with us, weren't you, when he was telling the story to us?
I blame it on Captain Morgan, as I do a lot of nights. So.
Well, Rachel, did you know Hayden was supposed to be on Survivor?
No, that's so funny.
Well, yeah, Hayden was supposed to be on Survivor, and was going to. He had almost go, and I think a certain cast. Casting person from Survivor and Amazing Race. We'll keep that person name quiet, even though you guys probably can guess who it is. Found him and said, you know, told them, hey, this guy should be on Big Brother, and kind of gave him little pointers. And so that's how he got on Big Brother. And
how
and
funny.
Probably one reason he won Big Brother was because this one runner-up from Big Brother helped him a little bit. So,
wow.
Now, how did you get found for Big Brother?
I went to the casting. And just so you know, if my phone goes dead, I apologize ahead of time because it's about to die.
I was going to cut you loose after you hear the story.
Okay, so this is the story. The story is that I went to the casting in Las Vegas, and I met Robin and Shannon, and Robin is, of course, in charge of casting for the show. And it was like two peas in a pod. Like, we from the beginning, I was like, oh, my God, I have to be on Big Brother. And, you know, we all hit it off right away. And I went through all the processes. I went through, like, a second audition and a third audition and then a semifinals and then a finals and then everything. It's a huge, long process to do Big Brother. But, hey, it's all worth it in the end, right?
Yeah, that's
once in a lifetime experience.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we need you to do one thing. We need to do one thing. And then I'm going to say goodnight. Can you say, you're listening to the Rad Reality Show, and I just made some gooey, gooey cookies with Ron and Michelle.
Yeah. You are listening to the Rad Reality Show, and I just made some ooey, gooey cookies with Ron and Michelle.
Thank you. That was a good
You're
one.
You're welcome.
I like that, Trav.
That's
guys, awesome.
Well, thanks for having me on. I'll keep calling in.
I love you so
yes,
much,
anytime.
Rachel.
The door is always
oh,
open.
Oh, thank you, Patrick. I love
and some people wish to invite you to Skype with us sometime, too. So,
okay, that sounds good.
For my DMs.
Keep me posted on that.
I will.
Thank
you,
Rachel.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye,
thank
Rachel.
You.
Come Skype with us.
I'm so happy she called in.
Yeah. Did you know she was calling in?
No, I didn't know for sure she would actually, I didn't know actually she was actually going to call in, but I did DM her and say, hey, you know, because she has me following. So I was like, you know, we need to have a couple more people from Vegas. And I was like, you know, Rachel has been really fan friendly, and I thought that would be a good opportunity to have her.
Not to cut you off, Ron, because usually you do it, but I do it. That's the number one thing I think that is very important, is without the fans, Big Brother wouldn't be Big Brother. As a fan myself, I appreciate the fans and them following and the emails and the Twitters and the Facebooks and appearing at the events and, like John said, the money that he spent in order to meet. And if you can't accept the fact that there's fans out there, and you know what? There's fans when you go to the mail, to the post office, when you do these events. You know, it's always great to take a pic, autograph, talk to them, and I think that's the number one important thing. I mean, you could be loved on the show and come out, and what I've heard personally, I'm not going to really go there, but say that they could care less about the fans, which to me is an insult. I just want to just thank all the fans out there that do follow us, that do send us messages, that do go to the events and support us. And I just want you guys to keep doing what you guys are doing, because you guys all rock, period, end of story. So to have people that are like Rachel and Annie and everybody else who, and Louie, who, you know, always try to get back to their fans, you know, you got to understand it's overwhelming for us, but I that's my favorite part. I love it. I love meeting everybody, people that I've talked to, you know, on this chat for years, you know, meeting Ron. That's my highlight. That's my highlight. So I hope it's also you guys' highlight. So,
you know, and I'm going to follow up this talk by saying you could tell the ones that were actual you know, they're for the fans, and they were there actually to just hang out with their reality friends, and you know who you know they are, and I'm not going to go into names, but there was some there that was there just to hang out with their reality friends.
To get a free trip, you know, it's
yeah.
Just.
But I'll
mm-hmm.
tell you, there's some people, and I'm going to get some
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Amen.
You said some names. But I want to add some other names that, you know, maybe would be surprising for some people that watched Big Brother for a long time. But, you know, James Ryan was one of them that I really, you could tell, you know, when he was, you know, he wanted his time, you know what I mean? But he also had, when the fans were around, he made sure the fans were well, you know, well taken care of. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I felt. James was one of them. Joe Barber. I mean,
I love Joe.
I just love Joe.
I mean, you can have fun with your reality family, but I mean, what's the problem having fun with the fans and your family, you know? And I know a lot of us did
yes.
that. We got into groups and we went out to dinner, we hung out at the hotel, or we went to the gambling. Me and Quirky Dude, we stayed up till 8 in the morning at the slot machines, okay? And it
yes,
was just me
and
him.
When you left, that's when you left me and Mr. No Pants at Deal or No Deal, and you guys left, went arm in arm, skipping through the casino. We're like, okay, goodbye, have fun.
I don't even know what to say, but all I know is it was 11 o'clock my time. I don't even know how I did it. And then I was up at, like, I don't know, like 10 o'clock, ready to go again, you know? Sorry.
You know, I have so many other stories. You guys just brought up Corky D. My funny story about Corky D was every time Lane saw him, Lane would go, "Cocky dude!" It was so funny. I just kept like cracking up laughing at him. Lane was, and one time we were sitting in the middle of the casino, and Corky D was, I think it was with you, Michelle. And,
yeah.
And Lane was, remember when Lane was stopped there and talking to us?
Yeah.
And he kind of looked over to Corky, "Corky dude! I like it."
That's what she said.
I love that picture, actually.
Who is she? And why does she do everything?
and that girl, okay, we won't tell about the girl that was with Lane that day, because Adam was funny to that one. But you are right. The bonding that happened there was so much, and
for everybody who's listening, I know that Mandy and Ron can definitely agree. If there's anything you guys can do from now till next September, is like get like one of those little jars that says, you know, saving for the next vacation. Pop some of your change in, save money. If you guys are going to go to, you know, an event, you can't go to a lot of them, maybe you want to pick one, Vegas, it was so awesome. It was amazing. It was such a great time. And, I mean, do you guys agree with me? It was just an experience that I will never forget, period.
It's a great time. And I think next weekend, not this coming weekend, but the next one, it's going to be a great time, too. And
that's right.
I hope everything works out for Virginia. April
absolutely
has put so much into it. And,
hey, we're having
and
an East Coast event, so this is good.
Yeah, and
I actually got to go to Vegas last year and this year, and as a fan, it's so worth it. It's so worth it. I mean, it changed my opinion on some of the house guests, too, that I before was like, and I try to keep an open mind. I try to keep, okay, that's them on the show, whatever. But getting to go there and actually, like, one-on-one talking and meeting is so worth it if you're a fan. Just so
yeah,
worth it.
I mean, one of my best moments was sitting outside of Bailey's with Stephen and Monica and just not talking really about anything Big Brother. But we did go there for a second, but we were really talking just about television and just about anything. It was just those kind of moments. And something I was going to mention to Michelle, I know many times people, you know, like Zach would walk up to you and eat dinner with you. And just the friendliness. Howie, you know, every time I saw Howie, he stopped and talked. Just the pool was so much fun. And just so much, like I said, Nick and Danny, anybody that knows me knows the past for me and Nick and Danny is I started out in their chat rooms. I mean, I was Evil Dick's chat admin, and then I jumped over to Danny. And for them to know, what amazes me was when Nick said what my screen name was, PFRSCC Moore. I mean, it's the most oddest name there is, and he knew it without me even saying something to him. That's the kind of stuff that blew my mind off, you know. And people that didn't know who my face was, I started to talk, and they were like, "Ron Rad!" You know. And I wanted to just mention Jesse and Kendall. Those two, they were the sweetest people just so many people that I haven't had a chance to address. And Toys for Tots coming up, too. It's going to be
another great
event. You know, and I know you got some other events. We talked to Louie yesterday. He gets like three events in a row that's going to happen. Yeah.
And me and Louie are actually going to be doing a lot of them together, so.
Yeah, you know, it's good that you guys have started. And I wanted to address this and that we will have shows like this, too. And if you guys donate to, you know, like the Virginia one, if you donate, you know, to me, you know, that's will keep you guys having some shows, these free shows, like the red carpet one, you know. So make sure you donate, you know. And I do have raffles each month, and I am planning on raffling off something this month. I have some shirts that I've got signed. But my point is that, you know, the Rad Reality Show is just going to go up, and we got events coming up that we're going to be involved in. We're going to have some chats. I know you and me both talked to Dan and Jordan.
Yeah.
We probably have them come. If some of this might not be on Monday, some of these might have to pop on Tuesdays or another night. But I talked to many
not
survivors.
Not Dan and Jordan.
People.
Monday. Thank you.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying I'm going to bring some other people's names up, like Bobby from Survivor. We'll probably put them on a Survivor show, you know what I mean? And Adam and Erica, I might have to do them on a Survivor show or something like that. But my point is that we will have tons and tons of shows. The one that I'm looking forward to that has been told that we're going to get is the Michelle Costa and a mystery person from your season. Should we tell them who you've asked to join us one time?
Yes, the infamous Libra will
yes.
be joining us one of these times, and she'll be chatting with us. So that would be
that's going to be a lot of fun. And
yeah.
if you haven't seen the picture yet of that, of us
yeah, you guys have
to
see the pictures
Libra.
Because let's put it this way. I'm giving you guys nothing but my back.
Yeah, I wanted to put across our arms and stuff, but it was so fast. I felt like a superstar in that thing. I felt like everyone wanted my picture. But and another show that I know we are going to have is when Enzo
yes.
calls in. That's definitely going to be a Monday night. So
I've been chatting with Enzo, so
I have,
definitely make that happen.
I have something on my television going on, and I'm going to be starting to curse at the television.
Yeah,
thing.
Because they missed a field goal already.
Did we miss it? I mean, I
didn't. Yeah, you guys missed a field goal, and now you guys just you guys want to start a little bit before the play.
So
I missed the entire check.
Yeah, I'm DVRing that.
Somebody else is already watching it.
We'll all catch you tomorrow night at 10 o'clock, Tuesday nights. I'm going to start calling it Twisted Tuesday Nights, I think, because it's going to be twisted. So, Michelle,
well,
next week?
I know next week we should be having, well, for sure, Kathy from BB12 will be joining us.
Okay,
she's
calling
us.
In for sure.
She's calling
BB
in.
Right, Michelle, handcuffs?
Yes, I'm getting pink furry handcuffs. They actually should be arriving in the mail tomorrow. And hopefully the week following, I will be able to make it home in time to talk about Virginia.
We might be actually on the road, man. If everything works out, if everything works out, I should be on the road back from there too, though. So
all right,
we'll definitely have to have a
show about Virginia, whether it be that Monday or the Monday following. So
yeah, because I'm planning on going and meeting up with Mandy and then us going over.
Cool.
So if my car works.
I'll drive you around in my tinted window Suburban. I'll make you look presidential.
Nice.
So we'll catch you guys. Keep on going. And yes, Lisa, I pooed.
You what?
Oh, Lisa keeps on telling me my stomach. Yesterday I wrote a message, something about my tummy hurting, and she kept on saying, you need to go poo. Lisa, and that's another person I was going to mention. It was Lisa Cruz. She is such a doll.
Yes, she is.
Lisa, she was a crazy one. So definitely have to say she's a crazy one. So good night, everyone. Puff, puff. Jerry Garcia. I know I didn't get to say everyone who I met. Y'all rocked. Oh, you know who? And he's not even here, so maybe that's why I didn't bring him up. Big John. Thank you. You know what you did for me. My favorite niece who's in the chat room. She's my only niece, but she told me to say that. Jordan, thank you for coming. We love y'all. Time to
I just want to say thank you to everybody, for everybody calling in, for
yes.
all the chatters out there that listened in, called in, and of course, Ron, for being you.
And Michelle, for you being you. You know, I had so much fun, and I think this time I was a little laid back, a little more not as crazy as I normally am in person, but it was great meeting you.
And you know one more person, right? And you know one more person, right?
And there's lots
the fabulous
of people.
Mandy, who's typing away like a little minx over there.
I'm just
yeah.
trying to say goodnight to the chatters and thank the newbies for coming. Definitely come back. The show is just, if you've had fun tonight, we have fun all the time.
That's right. That's how we do it. That's how we roll, babe.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I know Ron wants to go and see the Bears. So just another Manic Monday, and we'll see you back. What is it, Ron? Next Monday, right?
And Tuesday. And damn
Wednesday.
Bears.
And Thursday. Oh, wait. That
no,
reminds
I
me. I saw the video of you and Casey today. Hilarious. Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh, my God. That's
good.
You're like, on Monday and Tuesday, and Casey's like, 24-hour Ron.
Yeah, I didn't watch it all because I remember what happened.
Oh, my God. You have to watch it. Go on my Facebook, and it's on my Facebook page. Panther has it, so check it out.
You know, one thing we have to say real quick, and I know we're on our podcast, so people only listen to the podcast. That picture of us together was awesome.
Oh, I loved it. That was the one that's in the cabana.
What?
That was the one near
yes.
the cabana
In the cabana,
the one
yeah.
near the cabana, the one where I was behind you?
Yeah, that
the
was
the one that Phil took.
Yes, I love that picture.
Oh, I love that picture, too.
So, I really, even though I need to shave and cut my hair, so...
I didn't take any good pictures.
Why?
I was too drunk to take a decent picture.
You were
you
drunk.
Know you would take the best
the
pictures when you're drunk, girl.
Oh, no. I took the very first picture of Brittany and Nick to prove that Nick was real, and my eyes were closed, and I was, like, practically, like, half drooling because I was so drunk. I was like, oh, screw it. It's for Twitter. I'm just going to prove Nick is real so people will stop asking if he's there.
Oh, that's so funny.
Well, guys, I'm going to go watch the Bears and hope we win.
Good luck with that, Ron.
Good luck. Yeah, thank you.
All right, bye. Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.